This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight, a lot happening in Washington, but aren't we saying that every single show these days, and it starts with Rex Tillerson, it becomes official, he is the Secretary of State. Betsy DeVos, a little bit of a different story as to whether or not she's going to be approved, although the cards are stacking up in her favor, despite some Republicans saying she hasn't a clue when it comes to public education and is a horrific choice as Secretary of Education. In the meantime, Neil Gorsuch and his old pal Antonin Scalia photograph together. That photograph's all over the place now. He could become the next Supreme Court justice. In fact, that's looking pretty good despite a couple of complaints there. And in the meantime, Donald Trump takes a swing in a couple of different directions. The Republican senators who don't agree with DeVos include Senator Collins and Murkowski, and then Sean Spicer is the spokesperson for the White House and holds the daily briefings. He said, we keep hearing about complaints about this nominee or that nominee, and in the end, they all get approved. So, and late word that the Trumpster, the president, threatened the Mexican president with U.S. troops. So the wheel keeps on turning, and it's turning pretty rapidly, let's put it that way. And let me throw out the numbers, the digits 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE if you want to weigh in. Don't forget, at the tail end of this hour, woohoo, nail the score. That's right, Super Bowl Sunday is almost upon us. Patriots or the Falcons? What's the score going to be? And who's going to win that game? Will you be consuming, partaking, eating chips and pizza and wings and a lot of things that are really bad for you when you eat them all at one time? So tempting when you go to these parties, isn't it? Very tempting. Let's go to Tomas in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, I hear you.
That's what Trump is going to be saying next week. Can you hear me now? If you think things have been going fast, and there's no doubt, I think everybody in the media is saying they have never seen, change this quick ever. I mean, no one can remember anything like this. Remember, this was done, Kate, without a Secretary of State and without, who's the other guy that got put in today? Secretary of State and who else?
I can't think of who it is. Munchen. Maybe that's who it was. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know because Betsy DeVos was on the hot seat, and that's that. Yeah. So the big thing really was yesterday. It was Rex Tillerson.
Right. Well, anyway, all that was done without a Secretary of State. Oh no, you know, I'm talking about Sessions.
Right? I'm sorry. Yeah.
So all of this, mega ultra speed of light, speed of Trump change was happening without an attorney general and without a Secretary of State. Can you imagine? I don't think anybody can in the human race yet. What's going to happen next week is, it's going to be like, put extra seatbelts on. maybe a couple of pants, a helmet for sure, and some glasses for hours, because I don't know what's going to happen next week. But, all these little punks out there, that are you know, complaining about the ban on Muslims in the wall. You know, they got something coming next week. Because, you see, they out there and there's no repercussions. But now the Justice Department is going to start coming in. And I heard that sanctuary cities are going to start losing educational funds. So all these kids that are going on campus and getting those nice little grants and loans and things like that,
mm-hmm.
Negative, boom, gone. All right? And you watch.
Yeah, I agree.
We're not trying to stop good. We're trying to stop bad from coming into the country. I mean, let's talk about BS, belief systems, all right? I mean, if I went to open a church, the Church of Tomas over there in Dallas, Texas, and I said, in my church, our belief system is women must be barefoot and pregnant. They can't drive. They can't even eat bacon. And in the summertime, I'm going to make them wear, you know, snow clothes. I'm going to make them wear a hat and a coat, you know. Now, they would, you know, be an uproar. You know, this guy's crazy. But if I said, instead of a church, I call it a mosque, everybody would be silent, okay? Everybody would be silent. Because you know what? That's what a mosque is. Women in the Islamic religion are second-rate citizens. There's no doubt about it. And we are trying, that is incompatible with our belief system here, which is God-given rights of freedom and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, you know, it just doesn't work. Remember, the Mormons tried the same thing almost. They said, hey, you know what? I mean, they had a great recruiting tool, okay? You become a Mormon, you know, you can have as many wives as you want. You know, and, of course, that caused repercussions in the Congress of the United States passed laws. They disincorporated the Mormon church, okay? They even sent the army out there, and that's when they saw the light, and they said, we've got a little tweet from God there. He says, we only have one wife, and then everything was good. And Mormons are okay now, you know? They are outstanding. Work ethic is awesome, you know, no crime. I mean, there's an awesome group of people that, you know, form one of the cornerstones of this great country. You know,
right.
And working
right
for them, to work for the Muslims, and I tell you, I know a lot of Muslims that they don't go out there and say it out loud, but you know, they are all for peace and working hard and having a family. You know, they don't, and a lot of them dress just like we do. They don't, you know, they don't want Sharia law. We have to show pride in our country, and that's what these great men that Trump has put in place now. I mean, you're going to hear it. You can't hear much of what Mattis says, because Mattis is supposed to keep his mouth shut. He's a military man. But these two other superstars, okay, he's like Iron Man and Thor. I mean, you know, these guys know what the American dream is, what a great America is. They remember when American men were walking on the surface of the moon, Kate, all right? Something that the rest of the world combined has not caught up with yet. And we're going on like, you know, 60 years ago or 70, you know, half a century ago.
Right.
They haven't caught up with us and they want us to be like them. No.
No. No, thank you. I agree with you, Tomas. I mean, we don't want to wind the clock backwards. There's no question about that. Thanks, Tomas. 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And out shower filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The tsunami of what's happening in Washington, the reaction to it, and you know the it's interesting. I was watching Mary Matlin, and she talked about this is the great start of a new paradigm. This is what we're seeing here, and so for example, with the Supreme Court nominee, with the approval of what this cabinet is and shaping up to be. And even if there is some dust that gets kicked up, there is not anyone to really stop it. And in the midst of all of that, the rumor is that Donald Trump has put money away for a 2020 reelection bid. So the people who had the theory that, well, he was so shocked when he won, and he's probably only going to do one term, think again. I have a pretty good inside beat on what's happening with Trump, and my friend says, yeah, I mean, here we are just into the beginning of this, but if things go as they're going, expect for this regime, or expect Donald Trump to run for re-election. And that seems so far away, but you know how life moves. Before you know it, we'll be in that spot again, where we're electing a president, and is it going to be Donald Trump for the second part of his administration? Izzy, hello.
Oh, going to Edgar McKay, you on Twin. I don't have a rant tonight. I ranted enough last night.
I know you did. You did. What? Educate me. I want to hear it.
Okay. First, you become general of the diaper brigade. Second, you bring a new meaning to the term "seeing double." Three, you're lucky to get a full night's sleep in the first 6 months minimum. Then, when you think you're just getting it lit, you get pregnant again, and you're into about the fifth month when the doctor tells you, I hear two heartbeats. So you have, at the birth of the second two, the first two are 2 months, or 2 years and 4 months old. And you pray to God those toddlers will be able to walk, because the hips also come into play, because you have a baby on each hip and one in each hand. I went through it, and then I had my fifth child, and thank you, God, it was a single birth.
So you had twins.
I had twins twice.
Oh, I can't believe. Did that run in your family?
Yes.
Did that run in your family?
Yes, my mother was a twin. Her mother was a twin, and it didn't skip generations, really. She had a twin.
Wow.
But they died, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, you're the mother, so you could tell your twins apart. Were they twin boys and girls, or what kind of twins?
The first two were boy-girl, fraternal, and the second two were identical. And you could barely tell them apart.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's like, knock, knock, hello, reality. So
you get huge points. You are amazing. All the things that you've done in your life, and then five kids and twins twice, wow.
Yep. And I raised them by myself, basically, because my husband was killed when I was pregnant with the last child.
Oh, wow.
Well, I have to tell you, everybody always, oh, my God, that must have been so hard. I'm going, actually, I'm sure it was, but I don't remember. I had so much fun raising my children.
Oh.
I just don't remember it being that difficult. I'm sure it was. But I had a great deal of fun and a great deal of pleasure watching them to grow into productive adults. So, yeah, raising twins. Well, you just do what you got to do, which is why when women start complaining today about having one or two children, I'm like, you're talking to the wrong person.
Five kids. I love it, Izzy. I love it.
And I did lose one on the second set of twins. He died at 10 years of age. But I had the other four, and then I got my nephews because my sister needed a break from motherhood. So I actually had six in the house at one time. And
wow.
Mom wore combat boots.
Oh, you're a good lady. That is cool. I love that story.
But, yeah, you just learn how to right through your baby.
Yeah, you cope.
Yeah, you do. You really, really do. And actually, it's not as difficult as people think, really. You think, oh, I'm going to have my two kids and get it all done with long sushi. But it does become more difficult when there's only 2 years and 4 months apart.
Right.
First two. So, yep, nope, I had a lot of fun. There were some heartaches along the way, but anybody that says they don't have fun raising their kids, well, they just didn't need to
have
kids.
You're doing something wrong. Yeah.
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 And all my kids, I think, are older than you. My youngest is now, she'll be 47 this summer.
Wow.
And my oldest two will be 52.
Do you have grandchildren?
I have seven grandchildren and
Yay!
Three great-grandchildren.
Oh, you would be a great grandmother. I just know it.
Yep, my oldest grandson graduated with honors with his master's in architectural engineering.
Nice.
So
nice.
I have three college grads. My oldest daughter, she just did not want to go to college. Well, now at 51, she's deciding to go to college.
Wow.
So, yep. And all doing well. And
that's
they had,
good.
I mean, we had our bumps along the way. Trust me, when you have that many babies, you're going to have all the childhood illnesses.
Right.
And such and such. But overall, I can remember some really great times. And actually having my kids on a leash because they were like stair-step down. We went to Nonsperry Bum, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
and they were all dressed alike, every one of them.
Oh, that's so, hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
I got a lot of stairs, so, yep. And by the way, congrats to Senator Sessions. Yay.
He's in. Yeah.
Yes, he is, and I love it. And that's all I have to say tonight. I just had to speak about the about
the twins.
Having twins. Yeah, and I laughed at Tomas when he said barefoot and pregnant, because trust me, Tomas, I spent the latter part of 65 through 70 being pregnant and generally barefoot.
Good for you. Izzy, thanks for sharing that story.
Yeah, well.
I love that story. I love that story. The two sets? Who knew? That's cool. Not surprising. I mean, this woman, what hasn't she done? Career-wise, family-wise, and can you imagine, probably just an incredible, besides mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, wow. You know, that all started because I was talking about the two twins in my family, Ricky and Ronnie, and trying to identify which one was which. And it would always be, they were so lumped into the twins. And then you'd have to figure it out because nobody really, it's like nobody knew. So you'd have to figure out, okay, so who are we talking about? Which one are we talking about? But Izzy had that down, obviously. What would be cool with that many kids is that you would, I'm super, super closeness, and you would have, if you were playing games or you had, if any of them were athletic, it's like you have an infield right there. You have built-in teammates, and that part could be, that part could be pretty darn interesting, that's for sure. All right, so you heard Izzy say it, too. Congratulations to Jeff Sessions. That's what we were trying to come up with earlier. It seemed to me like he already was, because we had talked about that for so long, but yep, he's the Attorney General. There were some complaints about him in the very beginning, but really he not so much during the process. I think the one who's getting the most flack now is DeVos, and with lawmakers, some of them coming out and saying that they just won't vote for her. But we keep telling you the same thing. The numbers are there, so it doesn't matter. And what's interesting, and I alluded to this in another hour. I didn't allude to it. I mean, we actually talked about it. But there's a Democratic lawmaker who introduced a bill to actually boot Bannon off of the National Security Council. It's because there's some disagreement there. So members of both parties disagreed, not just the Democrats. It's unclear whether this bill will pass. Republicans, of course, control both houses of Congress. So I'm going to say probably not. I don't think so. Mailbag coming up.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah. No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
America tonight. We do have that nail the score thing. Yes, indeed. Super Bowl. I know you're watching the Super Bowl, even if you say, I don't like football, I don't like sports. But it's always, it's the one day that people will tell you, anyone will tell you. My mother didn't like football. She could tell you what the Super Bowl is. She was a smart enough lady. She would be able to say, oh, whatever team, and she would play my silly little game. So you can play the silly little game. And if you do win, you win fabulous prizes. Really bragging rights more than anything. You know where I'd like to be right now? We're going to go to the mailbag in a second. But Kilauea, that volcano in Hawaii, Big Island. Watching that lava pour from Kilauea. And it goes off the side and into the water. And I was watching some of the boats that were in the water right by Kilauea. And I thought, you know, have they seen what happens if you get too close? I guess that they weren't afraid. I've seen and I heard stories where people, like, burn the bottom of their tennis shoes and then their feet because they thought, well, I'm not that close. And they wanted to see the volcano erupting. Hello, people. It's hot lava, right? Hot lava. All right, you guys are all hot because each and every day when I come in, I am stunned. Maybe I'm not stunned anymore. I'm just happy that so many of you respond to the show so much. You listen, you download it, all that kind of stuff if you're not up and around for it. And then you make some pretty pithy comments and some cases are pretty interesting stuff, and some pro and some con, and we're talking about politics. But without further ado, let's head to the mailbag. I think our guy has the night off. So we'll go to the mailbag anyway. How about this? This one is from Matt, who says, Kate, if they had to use the nuclear option to confirm the Supreme Court nominee, Gorsuch, they're going to do it, aren't they? Well, yeah, that's one of the things that Donald Trump said, to fill that vacant seat if, I mean, Trump already sent a direct message to the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying, if use the nuclear option if you have to. If it's a gridlock, go, you know, he said, I would say, if you can, Mitch, go nuclear. Because it'd be a shame. This is what he said. He said, it'd be a shame if a man of this quality was caught in the web. And nuclear is just a colloquial word that has popped up recently. That's what it's been called, nuclear option. And then you get the vote. So there's no worry there. How about this? This one is from Joseph. I heard you talking about crime and Chicago and the suicide numbers of the Chicago Police Department, and it made me so sad. I can't imagine being a cop in Chicago. I just can't imagine it. Well, you know, I was looking at something the other day that the head of the Chicago Police Department, who actually had a news conference, said that his officers are now using technology and different kinds of equipment to fight crime, because they had to think of, well, what can we do? Because the death toll is so crazy high. And of course, President Trump was warning the other day, and nobody wants to see troops come in. So the police superintendent, his name is Eddie Johnson, demonstrated the use of software to learn where someone has fired a gun, that kind of thing. And how they can neutralize those areas, because especially the target rich areas, I'm going to say, where they're dotted all over the map, sadly, where all the homicides were, 762. And that was a higher number than New York and Los Angeles combined. What does that tell you? And there's a neighborhood, there's one neighborhood on the south side and one on the west side that seems to be the worst. So they're trying to figure out how can they change the culture of fighting this crime. And it's pretty interesting what they're doing. And again, to what you're saying, I can't imagine what that would be like. I mean, you just know you're walking. It's a time bomb. You know you're walking into that. And look, life is our precious commodity, right? You can have everything in the world at your fingertips, but boof, that life is snuffed out. That's it. That's it on this planet. And to have a career where you're constantly in harm's way times 10, I don't know, with a family, with a life that you like, that you know that you're just a moving target. I've said this before, and I have police officers in my family. It used to be that there's just no way you would do that. I mean, kill a cop? Oh, that's out of bounds. You're asking for it. No way. No way do you do that. How about this one? This one from Jer, who says, Kate, I thought it was sad but poignant that you had Ivanka Trump involved in the president involved in the condolences for the decorated Navy SEAL, who's the first military casualty under the new leadership of Donald Trump. Yes, the guy's name was, I saw this today, earlier in the day, his name was Ryan Owens, so 36 years old from Peoria. Injuries that killed him during a raid in an Al-Qaeda base in Yemen. So the defense secretary said Ryan gave a full measure for our nation of performing his duty to the noblest of military service. He was a decorated SEAL, and he is, again, that first casualty under the Trump watch. And I saw You know, I saw pictures, just the pictures of him sad, just sad to see those pictures, obviously. And, of course, this is just the beginning of his administration, and we don't think about that, but Yemen, you know, the whole, as Jeff Atticott, our pal, the terrorist expert, said, Yemen couldn't be a worse hornet's nest on the face of the earth. And, you know, of course, that's on the banned list. And some pretty horrific things have happened to Americans there, without a doubt. Here's one from Terry. Kate, who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl? Well, we're doing Nail the Score next, so I think you might have to wait for who I think's going to win the Super Bowl. A lot of people are lining up for the Patriots, thinking that the Patriots will win. I don't know. I'm not so sure if the Patriots will. I'm not so sure if the Patriots will win or not. You'll have to wait and see what I say during Nail the Score. Boy, if they do, Tom Brady would have his fifth Super Bowl ring at 39 years old. I just hope it's a good game. For Atlanta to be there is pretty big, 100-1 odds that Atlanta would even make it in to the Super Bowl. Make it in. So they, you know, they get there. People aren't talking about them except for in Atlanta and talking about the quarterback, and then all of a sudden they're there. Okay, here's one. We talked about this story, but I got a couple of emails, in particular this one from Mary. Oh, bobcats look so cute. And I heard that story about the escaped bobcat, and it's probably the best ending you can imagine. Doesn't get hurt, just returns back to its digs. Escaping from the zoo and realizing, okay, time to go back home. And supposedly, you know, what they assumed is the bobcat went to Rock Creek Park, perhaps, because that runs right through there in Washington. It's funny, a couple years ago I went to that zoo, and it's in the middle of, it's kind of in the middle of D.C. But they said the bobcat was in good health. They're going to examine it. It had a minor cut on the left paw, but there was no treatment. So, you know, bobcats look like a house cat. Just bigger, short, stubby tails. And this bobcat is about 7, they say, and weighs about 25 pounds. And usually, they're not bugging humans. You'd have to, I guess, go after the bobcat. I don't know. And maybe there's exceptions. But I've heard that from other people, because in my neighborhood, there's been a lot of bobcat sightings. Bobcats and coyotes and armadillos. Not so much armadillos. People talk about the bobcats all the time. And every time somebody can possibly get any kind of video of the bobcat, then it leads the news. Bobcat problem. And I just laugh because people want to find, they want to see the bobcats. They don't want to approach the bobcats naturally, but they want to get as close as they can to get video of the bobcats, and somehow they do that. Okay, here's one from Phil. Phil says, Kate, I'm going to say thumbs up to Trump. I do like the speed with which he's operating and getting done what has to be done. Listen, this guy, you can tell, operates at a different level in his business and now as the president. Let's see where he's at by the end of the year. And that wraps up our mailbag. We can count on you to give us a call next for another version of Nail the Score.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed, it is time for Nail the Score. No computer necessary, so Nathan, thank goodness, who works tirelessly at the beloved network, the mothership, he got a night off from having to remove the computer from the box, so he's not quite as exhausted. But the game of the week and the year is now down to this in the Super Bowl. The Patriots and the Falcons, Matty Ice Ryan versus Tom Brady. For Matt Ryan, it would be his first Super Bowl win. For Tom Brady, his fifth, as I mentioned before, a fistful of rings. The New England Patriots are only favored by 3. That's the respect the Falcons are getting. It does shape up to be perhaps an interesting Super Bowl and not a blowout. Never know what's going to happen because you get a couple of bad bounces or somebody doesn't protect the football, you know what I'm saying, and it can change in all kinds of directions. I was looking at the statistical guy I like. His name is Nate Silver. You can see him. He always weighs in on politics and in sports. And what he put, statistically speaking, 61% Falcons, or no, 61% Patriots, whoops, 39% Falcons, what are the NFL predictions, the probabilities? So running the numbers, that is the probabilities for the Super Bowl, that there's a 61% chance that the Patriots will win. That the Patriots will win. So how about that? But you can take all the numbers and crunch them however you want to crunch them. In the end, they still have to play the game, and a lot of different things can happen in the game. As I said, for me, I'm not vested in either team. I just want to see a good Super Bowl. I have a lot of friends that are really interested in the Patriots, but we'll see. So your chance to level that guess, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, or send me an email, americatonight.net. Let's go to Pete. Sneaky Pete, what do you think?
What's the over and under?
59.
Tom Brady's on a mission. That 4 games he got to sit out that pissed him off. He's going to jerk that trophy out of Goodell's hands at 38-21.
38-21, I like it. I like your description of it because I agree with you that no matter what he's asked about Goodell, it's infuriating for him. We have some comments from Roger Goodell, by the way. We'll let you hear those coming up. But that's what I think. I agree. He is on a mission. Yeah, that just made him that much better. Everett in Washington, do you agree with Pete? What do you think, Patriots or Falcons?
I got to go with the Patriots. Falcons secondary is kind of questionable. Patriots 34, Falcons 27.
Ooh, 34-27. I agree with you on the secondary. That could be a big problem, obviously. 855-266-5283. Sharon in the great state of Maine.
Hi, Kate.
Yeah, what do you think? Are you? I know you're thinking Patriots.
No, actually, I'm going with...
You're Falcons?
Falcons.
Nice, okay.
I lived in Florida for a number of years, so I'm... Atlanta and are just in the Buccaneers division, so I'm going to go with Falcons 38-27.
I like it. 38-27 Falcons. Sharon breaks the logjam for the Patriots. So, Nathan, I think Roger Goodell stopped by the station a little bit earlier, and he had a few things to say about travel bans and everything else. Here's what he said, right?
We're aware of the conversations that are going on and the division as commissioner of the NFL. I'm singularly focused on the Super Bowl right now, on instant replay. Would we bring the Surface tablet to the sideline to try to speed that process up so they can make a decision more quickly? Would we look at a clock that could occur from the moment an extra point is kicked to the kickoff so that we don't have unnecessary delays getting the teams assembled and back onto the field? So there could be a play clock that would essentially dictate when the teams have to be prepared for the kickoff.
I like that because he was asked the question about, are the games too long? He didn't want to talk about the travel ban. He said he was focused on the Super Bowl. But the play clock, timing, timeouts, all of that, because games are so long and people are complaining, figuring out a way to speed up the game. So once again, Patriots and the Falcons, a lot of emails are coming in. I'll make sure, don't worry, that I will get those locked and loaded. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Who do you think wins, the Patriots or the Falcons, and what is the final score? Nathan, what do you think?
Well, I think it's going to be the Patriots, but for this, I'll go with Sharon, and we'll do the Falcons, 28-24 Patriots. Wouldn't that just be funny?
28-24. It would be shocking.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know how shocking it would be. I shouldn't say that. It would be surprising because so many people are thinking Patriots, Patriots, Patriots. But the Falcons are no schlumpy team. I mean, they got there for a reason. So, because they're good. And, you know, when enough people line up against you, there is also something about that whole... I don't know. There's something about that whole underdog thing. Having said that, however, I am going with the Patriots, and I think the Patriots are going to win it by a score of 38 to 34 Patriots. It just is inevitable. They're going to get that fifth ring. Tom Brady's going to get that fifth ring. But we'll see. Again, a turnover, a problem, something a little askew, and it changes the face of what happens there. Okay, we have some people also emailing the show, including Jake in Austin, and Jake says, Patriots, Kate, all the way. I almost think it's a blowout. I say it's going to be 38-17. This one is from Hal. Kate, I don't know if you remember me, but I've actually called on Nail the Score a few times over the years. I think Atlanta wins it, and I think the final score is going to be 38-16. Wow. So a couple of people who are trying to nail the score saying it could potentially be a blowout. I was reading a story today that for Tom Brady, this is the biggest game of his life. It's not merely about the fifth Super Bowl or becoming the GOAT. It's sticking it to Roger Goodell, as was mentioned by Pete in Texas, and that the win would really, really do that when they go up against the Falcons. I think it's really two levels. Maybe defending against Deflategate, and that's just cements the legacy even more. So far, Tom Brady, when he's asked about Goodell, he just deflects it. He doesn't address it. He doesn't talk about it. He dodges it. When he's asked about the four-game suspension and all that stuff, and that it might, and how crazy it would be to force the commissioner onto a stage with confetti falling to congratulate the quarterback that he punished. And one thing about Tom Brady, it is true, he didn't want to have that. He didn't want to have his legacy dented. He didn't want to have anybody accuse him of cheating. He didn't want that. But, I mean, listen, it is ultimately for the teammates about the Super Bowl, revenge, whatever. So it's not that. Phil in Missouri sneaks in here. Phil, quickly, what do you think, Patriots or Falcons?
I think Falcons beat Shady Brady and Belichick 31-20.
31-20. Good job, Phil, sneaking in the last one. Good luck with Nail the Score. I went down the ball game. Went down the ball game.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.